Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Lizzie May and Tay in the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. We are your hosts. It's your boy, Tay Real.
It's your girl, Nizzy Nay.
Misbehave.
It's the baby, Sarge.
Sarge always has to make the grand entrance. Go pull out the red carpet. Sarge is in the building. And we are here. First of all, it's Monday at 9 p.m., so you know what time it is. We are here with another show, another hot topic.
Wait a minute. I have to announce this, that I am engineering the show.
Oh, yeah. This is Nizzy Nay's. Why don't you go ahead and give yourself an applause, Nizzy Nay? You know? It's Nizzy Nay's first time engineering the show. So, you know, this is like the day your child says. For me, it's like the day your child says their first words.
Oh, my God.
Because we've been on air for like a whole year, and Nizzy Nay has never engineered the show. I've engineered every show for the entire year. Not just our show, the Monday shows, but all the other shows that have been a part of our movement. Nizzy Nay is finally jumping out there, spreading her wings, and engineering the show. So,
go ahead,
yeah,
girl.
Definitely.
Much love.
Props to Nizzy Nay for that and taking some weight off of my shoulders.
That's right.
We got an interesting show tonight. I've been talking to people about this show topic. Most of the people I spoke with about it was like, you know, they were excited about it. Like, man, that's a hot topic. Like, that's what's up. You know, my man, Mark 2, wanted to actually get in. He wasn't able to call, but he was very excited about it. He said he is listening. So,
what's up, Mark 2?
So,
I'll give him a shout-out.
It's definitely a controversial topic, which we always try to focus on, either something trending or something controversial. So before we get into that, we want to talk about Flight 370. That is the flight that went missing and has not been seen yet. What do you guys think about that situation?
I think it's all fake.
What?
Really?
I don't think that's true. I don't think it's
There's
true.
239 people missing.
Right.
What, are they all hiding out somewhere? What?
Right. Would they went to the Bahamas to go take a vacation and just...
I swear.
Put everybody in a frenzy? I mean...
No, I think...
I just don't believe it. As I'm reading the story, it's just, I don't know, it just seems unbelievable to me. How can a plane go missing like that? With that many people inside to begin with.
It's like Amelia Earhart.
Yeah, but back in those days of Amelia Earhart, they didn't have the technology they got now. What year was that Amelia Earhart went missing?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Before my time.
Yeah, you had to get on Google for that. But
yeah, no.
I'll bet you it was before satellites and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to my knowledge, somebody disengaged their flight radar detector, you know, their tracking system so they could be tracked. Somebody disabled that on the plane right when they were leaving Malaysian airspace. somebody, it was disabled. It was turned off, actually, is what they said. It's turned off. And so they're thinking that it's definitely been confirmed by the people that are, you know, trying to figure this mystery out, that it was hijacked.
That would definitely make you think about the possibility of a hijack, because why in the world would it have got disconnected? And why were they allowed, if it got disconnected before they left, shouldn't that be an automatic code red, don't let the flight leave?
Right.
If they were still on the ground when it got disconnected, I mean.
The only way that it will not work is if somebody physically turns it off. So that means somebody intentionally turned it off.
Well, I did hear rumors of it being hijacked. However, that has definitely not been confirmed. And as far as them finding the wreckage, to my knowledge, that hasn't been confirmed as of yet either. So it's still a
right.
big question mark.
Well, they're looking at the pilot now. The pilot is, what's his name, Captain Zahari Shah. He is pretty much the main suspect right now. And one of the main reasons why is because the day that he left, or excuse me, 2 or 3 days before he left for this flight, his wife and children moved out of the house, and they have no longer been seen since then.
Wow.
So, to me, that seems kind of shady.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. I'm just like, that's just crazy. Like, because I can't imagine being a family member of, like, it's hard to deal with, like, tragic when you know what happened. But when you don't know what happened,
exactly.
It gotta be even harder to sleep at night, because you know it's a possibility, but as time goes on, the possibilities are growing more and more slim that your loved one is still alive. I mean, is either that plane got pirated or it crashed somewhere. I think it's definitely one or the two. And you would think that if someone tried to hold those passengers for hostage, that they would have got some type of contact from somebody by now saying, we want X amount of money, or we're going to kill
right.
all of them, or something. Like, you know, like, you didn't hear
right.
anything like that now. It's been, like, what, a week? Like, a whole week now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was happened on the 8th, I believe. So it's been going on 2 weeks.
Yeah,
wow.
2 weeks.
It's not looking good at all, man, because if it was about money, somebody would have contacted somebody by now. I mean, especially, and how do you hold 239 people, no cell phones, like, nobody, you was able to successfully call for help before, you know, like, if a hostage situation is occurring, like, even on 9/11, there are people that called their loved ones from their cell phones before everything went down. So, like,
right.
in situations like that, people were, real quick, call myself. People panic. First thing they're going to do is call their cell phone, use their cell phone to call somebody, 911, loved one, somebody, like, you know. So no phone records of like, anyone making cell phone calls. You would almost think the plane just exploded or something, like, but if that was the case, you would think there would be, I don't know.
Well,
you would think that some records would have been, it would have been more noticeable, and some records would have been found or something. It's just really hard to say. It's crazy.
Well, it's been confirmed today that the plane was deliberately diverted from its planned route to Beijing. So someone literally got off of their track on purpose and started flying towards somewhere else. Now, whether they made it there or not, nobody knows. But they do know that it was deliberately taken off its course.
Man, oh, man, that's crazy, man. All I can say is, you know, may God be with all of those passengers, every last one, man, because that's
and their families.
And definitely their families, too, because that's a crazy situation. I can't imagine being in that situation, like, as a family member, like, how to take that, like, not having questions, not having answers, sometimes is worse than
absolutely.
The adversity of tragic. Because you can't really sleep because you're still wondering. Once it's happened, it's like, you're sad, but there's nothing you can do about it. But that question mark will just linger in your mind. And until you get that
it
answer,
always leaves that hope, and
will,
that's
right.
Crazy. I mean, you know, and there's, you know, they have little human interest stories about some of the passengers on the flight, and this woman came out and said that before her husband got on the flight that he must have had a premonition something was going to happen because he gave her his watch and told her he wanted her, if something happens to me, then I want you to give this to our son when he gets married. So
ooh,
maybe he had a premonition,
oh,
you know?
That sounds like Final Destination.
Right. Stranger mm-hmm. things have happened.
Man, that's definitely crazy. And one thing I know about, you know, as far as like, as far as me knowing people that have passed away, I always remember that last moment. Like, that moment would just echo in your mind forever. Like, that last moment that you interacted with that person. Like,
right.
every person I know that passed away, God rest their soul, like, it lingers in the back of my mind, the last moment of me talking to them and interacting with them. I never forget it. And that's a haunting moment to remember, like, that, you know, he gave his watch for his wife to remember that moment, like, almost, like you said, almost as if he had a premonition. Like, that's just,
right.
that's a haunting memory to have. It's, I don't know, that's crazy, man.
Yep, I know it.
Just really,
well,
you know, my thoughts and prayers. My thoughts and prayers go out to the families. Let me ask y'all this real quick. I don't know if any of you have ever flew before, but let's say, you know, knock on wood, that were one, someone that was close to you, and you started to get on that flight, but you just so happened not to, and it was that close. It could have been you, that close. Do you think that that would affect you flying again after a situation like that? You think it would, like, make you not want to fly again?
Yes.
Hell yeah. I would never want to get on a plane again.
Wouldn't want to see a plane no more.
I gotta agree with y'all on that too. Like, I can't see it. Like, I wouldn't want to. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't been on a plane before, and unless a big business opportunity presents itself with dealing with a lot of zeros, then I'm probably not gonna get on one. Like, I'm not gonna get on one just for the heck of it. It gotta be very beneficial. You know, it has
well,
to be
talking
very
about what you said about getting on the plane and then deciding not to get on it, it's funny that you said that because my dad, he was in the Marines, and he, you know, there was just a little four-plane seater for people going on leave, and he was on the plane. They were getting ready to take off, and a higher-ranking officer needed to ride in his place for some, you know, some business thing or military action, so my dad had to get off of the plane, and as the plane took off, it exploded.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And he saw the whole thing, and he was supposed to be on it. By the last second, he wasn't.
Wow.
And y'all were great with my beautiful presence.
Yeah.
That happens
a lot out in Afghanistan as well, as far as, I mean, you pulling a guard one night and just say, as far as it was your night to actually pull a guard and say you wanted to, you know, get on the phone and, you know, Skype your family. And, you know, that night, you know, something may happen, a car bomb will pull up to, you know, one of the bases. You know, I was at Kirkuk, and actually, I want to say it was either 2.5 to 3 weeks after I left Kirkuk. Kirkuk got bombed by insurgents that came by. We were already in the firing range, but, I mean, the plane thing, I mean, I, just to relate to what I'm saying to the plane situation in Malaysia is that I see it as being maybe a cover-up for something else. Because the fact that, like you were saying before, is that, you know, no phone record, no records of where the plane should be. The co-pilot has, you know, the situation with the co-pilot, he seems kind of iffy now. It seems like a cover-up. Then at the same time, as far as, you know, everybody should be feeling something.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. Like, it definitely raises eyebrows. Like, definitely raises eyebrows. Like, what happened? What's up with the satellite images? And, like, I don't know. It's a lot of question marks, you know. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Before we get to tonight's topic, I just got to ask you, Misbehave, did your dad continue to, like, be active after that? Like, did he still fly and all that stuff after that situation, or did he just call it, did he just resign after that?
No, he continued on. Yep, he kept going.
He better
wow.
than me. Holy
he
crap,
he
better
flight.
Than me.
He took this next flight out so he could
he
get home.
He took
this
next flight out. I would have, man, you would have got a boat for me. You better call a ship or call the Navy. Call the Navy ship to come get
marine,
me.
Marine, you know.
Yeah, I see. Oh, no, nah, that's it for me. No more planes for me. It takes one
I
time.
I agree. I'd be out.
Exactly. I'm not the one, seriously. And we're going to just keep up. We're going to keep monitoring that situation and, you know, see how it plays out. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers are just with the families and friends of the passengers. You know, hopefully they're okay. But it's really not looking good, but we're going to hope for the best. And with that said, it's time for tonight's topic, which is cougars and sugar daddies. Cougars and sugar daddies. Now, I'm going to be honest. I didn't know what a cougar was until Ms. Behave told me during our weekly conference last Thursday. And I found it very interesting. Ms. Behave, for those who don't know, please explain what a cougar is.
A cougar is an older woman in her late 30s, 40s, 50s, usually, that dates younger men, men much younger than them, in their 20s, say. And it's an epidemic. It's an epidemic these days. These older women, you know, dating these younger guys. And most cougars are strictly cougars. They don't date men their age or older. They only date these young men.
Yeah. I was, Demi Moore would be, like, if you want to use celebrities as an example, Demi Moore would be a good example.
She's the queen cougar of them all.
Yeah, she's like, what, 15 years older than Ashton Kutcher or something like that?
I think it's more than that.
It might
be. But I know
be.
she's like the poster woman for for cougars, all us cougars out there.
Oh, us. Oh, wait, you considering yourself a cougar too?
You know, I am thinking that I'm turning into a cougar.
Really?
I do.
Please explain.
Well, first let me say I've never dated anybody younger than me. However, now at this time in my life, I'm 35 years old, and all the guys that I find attractive just so happen to be in their
20s.
Really? Early 20s.
Early 20s, baby.
Early 20s. And I was on the verge of cougarhood, and I stopped it. And it's just because the guy told me that he was 19, but he really was 18 and still in high school. So that didn't work out.
Wow.
But, yes, I am now devoting myself to being a cougar, I think. Why not? I like to be in control. I think younger guys are attractive. And I've got a lot to teach.
Well, there you go.
So I think that leaves, you know, only one more thing I need, and that's a young man. If anybody out there listening, no, let me stop.
Oh, wow. Wow. Man, that's interesting. Like, so as a woman who is now starting to get closer to middle age. I wouldn't consider you middle age yet. I think I say a woman is middle age about, because people say, like, all right, 50. Most people don't live to be 100, so
right.
People live to be about actually, you could say middle age, because 35, a lot of people are, you know, by the time they hit 70, they on their last ride. So, but
I've always thought of it like middle age, like in your 40s. In 50s.
Yeah, most people consider it in your 40s. I wouldn't say 50s. I think 50s you're beyond, because most people don't live to be 100. If you're going to be technical about it, we can say 40. A lot of people live to be 80 or close to it. You can say 40. So as a woman that's nearing her, nearing middle age, you think that a lot of females see it the way you do, like that just something about a youthful young guy just really brings like the, like
yeah.
a lot of women feel like that they, it makes them feel younger again. Like it makes them feel like they revisited, like they found the fountain of youth
it
or
does.
Something. Like,
it does.
Makes them
it
feel
makes
younger
you feel
again.
Younger. It makes you feel more in control, like you're the boss. And it makes it helps you feel pretty. You know, you feel more confident about yourself now. You know, because I know at my age, I'm 35, I'm, you know, I'm getting older. I'm starting to really, you know, look 35. And it, I think back to how cute I was and how sexy I was when I was young. And now I'm like, damn, I don't look like that anymore. And don't get me wrong, I don't look bad, but I've aged. So, you know, it feels good to have younger and attractive guys tell you that you're hot. To build up your self-esteem.
I'll probably be like that, too, if I'm not married. I'll probably be chasing after younger guys.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't even really have to chase. I mean, for instance, my younger guy, he came to me, you know?
Oh, there you go.
You know what?
I have a problem with older men. I for some reason, nowadays, even when I was younger, I always attracted older men. I don't know why, but
yeah.
And some even have asked me if they could be my sugar daddy. I've had a few. I had a few, actually. One guy, he was 70.
That's a sugar granddaddy.
Yeah, because he got grandbabies and everything, he told me. And he was like, and he drove a nice car. I mean, he had a nice little Mustang driving around. But he was, as soon as he said he had 6 grandchildren, I said, oh, no, you way too
Lord.
Old.
He knew how to take care of you.
Wonder how old he was when he had his first one.
Right.
His first grandkid, you know?
Yeah.
But if he, how old was
he?
Was up in his 70s?
Yeah.
You entertained that idea?
Hell no.
Right. You said, once he said how many grandkids he has, you
right.
were like, oh no. So it sounds like you were
exactly.
contemplating until he said that he has
no,
grandkids.
That's exactly how it sounds to me, Jay.
It wasn't even like he was a good-looking older guy. Like, you could tell, like, he had the grandpa, you know, pants on and shoes on, the grandpa scent. You know how older people, they got that certain scent. Like, you can tell they old.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, he
smell.
Had all that. He had all, and then he tried to kiss me and all that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he tried to kiss me.
Ew. Oh, old dude right there. He's like he had to get maced.
That's a player.
Oh, my God.
He ain't playing over here.
Yeah, the keys in his pocket, too. He's jangling. He's jangling the keys at you, didn't he?
I mean, there's a lot of speculation, though, even with cougar relationships or sugar daddy relationships. You know, there's a lot of speculation, and statistics say that, you know, those types of relationships don't usually work out. It's more of, I know in the cougar sense, it's more of, you know, the women are looking for sex, really, with no strings attached, no drama, grown-up stuff.
Sometimes they're looking to take care of you. Oh, yeah, sometimes they look to take care of you. Like they
because
of what they get out of it.
They got the best of both worlds. They got a young man, and plus they got, like, somebody they can take care of at the same time. So they still got that mama, because you're going to feel like, you know, somebody need me right now. So that's
right.
What the young cat going to do. He's going to call you. He's going to tell you, oh, you still pretty. You still got it. You're the best-looking girl in the world. You know, he's going to give you the play around, too. He's going to jangle the keys. He's going to kiss your hand. Or kiss you well, and you know that when you want to be, when you got that feeling of being wanted, and that you're still beautiful, when you thought you lost it, and that's everything in the world to a woman.
That's right. Bring your pet back in your step.
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, if I were to be, like, 60, 65, 70, if I'm fortunate and blessed enough to live that long and I'm not married, I probably would be somebody's sugar daddy, too. I probably would because, I mean, like, if I'm 65, I'm not trying to date no 65-year-old woman. She probably can't, you know, she probably can't have sex no more, and if she can, it probably ain't what I want. I mean, because I plan on still being able to do me at that age. I don't plan on being a prune at 65, maybe 90,
yeah,
but not,
right.
not 65. Hopefully,
I don't think
I'll
anybody
still be able
plans
to get it in.
Day.
And I'm going to need something young. I'm going to need a young tenderoni for that. So,
well,
so you know
well,
what I mean?
She gets a little older. You going to trade her in for a new model?
No, yep. not even. But if I just so happen to be single at that time, then I'm going to go for something young. But, of course, if I'm 65 and I want a woman that's 40 is young for a 65-year-old. I'm old enough to be her dad. I'm
right.
probably going to have to, like, you know, show her something.
Well,
what do I always say? Where the cash at? You know, I'm probably going to buy some new wardrobe or something. But if I'm in a financial secure situation to do that, then I got to do what I got to do. If I want to still be able to do me, if I don't want to just be stuck watching pornos for the rest of my life, then I got to do what I got to do. So
yeah,
I think a lot of guys think like that. You know what? I want to hear what Sarge, you at 65 and you're single. What do you do?
Me at 65, man, I'm looking for the youngest thing possible, but legal.
My
man. I'm going to be outside and all going college graduation, you know what I mean, with a car ready. You looking for somewhere
right.
to live, you know what I mean, already. But, yeah, I mean 40 is a good age. I mean, I draw the line of maybe, like, if I'm in my 60s, because I don't want her to be trying to do things that I'm not physically capable of doing anymore. If I can't move my leg right there, you can't be judging me because I'm 60. I got to keep up with her. But, I mean, then I don't know, man. My thoughts on women getting older, even I like older women as I speak right now. So I probably would feel like a 55 to 60-year-old. Still a good mind. Twerking.
But I mean, sometimes... I don't know. Like, none of us are old enough to be able to speak on experience unless, you know, maybe, Sarge, if you dated a woman in her 50s or 60s before, I'm assuming not.
Not that old.
Yeah, right. Me neither. And I'd be kind of wondering, like, can a 60-year-old woman still have sex? Can a 65, 70-year-old woman still have sex? I think it's a better
women
chance
can
of
have
a guy being able to have
it's
sex older than a woman. I think it's a better chance for a guy. Because guys, I think it's a better chance
way.
For a guy.
No, guys, you guys can get impotent. Women, we just got to lay there. We can have sex for the rest of our life.
But you still got to get wet, though. You still got to get wet.
Haven't you ever heard of lube?
Nah.
Have you ever heard of Viagra?
Nah. That is
true. I don't need Viagra. You said you needed Viagra, Tay.
Huh?
You said you needed Viagra.
No, I'm just saying, like... Nah, I'm good. I'm young, but like as a older men, you know what I mean. You said lube, well, Viagra for men, you know. So
yeah, that's true. But I mean, I think it's just I know for women, I think that you just lose your sex drive.
That's what I'm talking about. The desire and will to engage. Like I think a man. Every older man I know, I can sit there and have a conversation about sex, and they'd be like, yeah, man, I had this young girl the other day. Boy, let me tell you. You know what I mean? Like, older men still be talking about it every day, just like they did when they was 25. Whereas the women, like, it seems to be like when they're older, except for those off-the-hook ones that be on TV, for the most part, they be, like, settled. They be chill. Like, they don't be wanting to, like, you know, they don't be, like, it's almost like sex, the idea of sex is, like, ew.
And that's why you're seeing more cougars come out because when they find that younger men that's really interested in them, it kind of excites them again. It gets them
yep.
more into sex again. So that's why you see more and more women becoming cougars, and they got these 20-year-olds. Because, you know, when you're 20, you're all about sex. You know,
yeah.
and it excites them.
Well, they say a woman's sexual peak is in their 40s. So I'm thinking these cougars
BS.
Are hitting their sexual
peak. That's BS. That's BS. That's definitely
Well, how
BS.
Do you know? Are you a 40-year-old woman?
Nah, but I've dated women from their 20s up to their 40s, and I can say that's definitely BS.
You think so?
I think that's
really
BS.
Come
on, well,
man.
I was thinking that
BS,
might
man.
Be the
These
drive
women in their
behind 20s,
that. Come on, man. These women in their 20s, I would say a woman's sexual prime is probably like in between ages 25 through 35, not no 40.
Well, they say it's in their 40s, not just because you want to have sex more, but it has a lot of other things to do with it because you're like, you're older, you've been around, you know what you like and what you don't like. You're not afraid to say what you like and what you don't like. You know, you're more secure with your body and comfortable with yourself as a woman.
More
so you're
secure
able
about
to
your body
at
40? Are you kidding me?
I get
no.
what you're saying.
I don't even make sense.
It's a security.
That's when you're starting to lose a step.
It makes
no.
sense. They're saying you stop caring when you're 40.
No.
You just don't care as much. So you and your 20,
well,
you're
I guess
picky.
From a not caring viewpoint, that would make sense. But I don't know, man. I just got to. I got to disagree, man. I'm sorry. I got to disagree. Mrs. May, what you think? You agree?
I don't know. I'm not 40.
Right.
So
but you're younger, but you know other women who are older. Do you think, can you picture a 40-year-old woman having a higher sex drive than you?
No.
Ooh,
not more than me. Not more than me. I think that I'll have an even higher sex drive when I'm 40.
See,
I
there
I'll,
you go. When you're 40, you get a higher drive.
Wow. Well, oh, no. I mean, a woman is better suited to answer that situation. I can go based on only life experience with me dealing with females. Like, when I was 21 maybe? I was like 21, and I was dating this lady like 36.
Right.
She's obviously a cougar at the time. I'm still living at my mom's house at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But she definitely was using me for sex, though. Like, no ifs, ands,
yeah.
or buts about it. And, like, she told me, like, it's crazy because, like, I'd never been used for sex before until that point. And I guess she's like, this guy's young, and he has endurance, and she just, you know, she was just enjoying that roller coaster ride. She was just on a Superman having a good time. But, you know, the ride got to come to an end eventually.
And
yeah, man, she's using me for sex, man. It's crazy.
I experienced it.
She did have a sex drive. It was high. I'm not gonna lie. She had a high sex drive. I still wouldn't say I felt like she had a higher sex drive than females that I've dated younger than her. But she did have a sex drive at 35. 35 and 40s aren't necessarily the same thing. She definitely had a drive though. That's for sure. That's what it was all about. That's what it was about. That one thing.
We need to have these women call in that's in their 40s and tell us if they have a better sex drive now.
Yeah. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Need a lot of no's.
Well, I've seen the show, and it was talking about cougars. And it was like a whole bunch of women, you know, and they were, I want to say, between 50 to about 75. They were all older, all of them. And there was this one lady that stuck out the most. She was 65. This woman, now she had a nice little body. She did not look 65 in the body, but in the face, the woman was just fagging. And she had all the makeup on and all that. But she was into, like, matrix stuff and whips and chains. And she has dated, she said her youngest guy that she's actually messed with was 19. 19
mm-hmm.
years old. And she said they love her. She'd be wearing bikinis and all that.
It's like, y'all ever seen that movie, The Graduate? Anybody?
No.
All
right. Well, you've heard people use the phrase, talking about Mrs. Robinson.
I heard that phrase before.
Okay. And Mrs. Robinson is the older woman that dates the young guy in that movie, is her name. So now they've equated that name, Mrs. Robinson, to Cougars, you know, dating Mrs. Robinson. Or like in the movie American Pie, where he fucks Stifler's mom.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's like a fantasy for a lot of young guys. But I think it's just taken for what it is. I think it's most of the time strictly a sexual thing on both parts.
Yeah, it is.
Unless you're looking to be taken care of.
Every guy wants a MILF at some point in their life, just to at least experience it and try it out.
Right.
Every guy wants to just be able to say, oh, yeah, I had a MILF before. And,
it's like part of the checklist.
Right. But in my opinion, to be a MILF, you got to have a child that's at least like a teenager. Like if your child is like 7, I don't really necessarily see you as a MILF. Like you got, in my opinion, this is just Tate Real's own rules of it. Like you got to have a child that's, like, in high school, at least, for me to consider you a MILF. Like, it's not just about your age, but it's about, like, how old your child is, too. It's like, that's bragging rights. Like, if you are closer in age to their child than them, that's
right.
Bragging rights.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's something you can brag to the fellas about. You know, you might even be friends with her son. Like, y'all might be around
exactly.
The same age bracket. Now, that's bragging rights right there.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
You'll be friends with him. You do that right there. That's the world.
Man, that's a death sentence. What you talking about? That's worse than... Look, I'd rather you smash my girl. Like, nah. Like, I find that out. We beefing. This is L.A. gang riots right here. This is about to be crazy up in here. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my
moms
God.
And grandmoms and all that is off limits automatically.
Cougars need to not step over that line either, I think. I mean, because that's disrespectful to their son. You know,
but they do it all the time.
Right. Oh, yeah, they definitely do. But it's just one of them sex things, you know. But I disagree with women who do that, you know, date someone that's one of their, or have sex with one of their children's friends. That's grounds for murder right there to some people.
Oh, man, that is crazy. Just the thought of that is, like, actually crazy. It's even worse when the cougar mom smashes the daughter's boyfriend.
Ooh, that's
now, that is
an
ouch
right
moment
there.
Right there. Nizzy Nay. What would you do in that situation? Your mom smashed your dude. Like, how would you handle that? Like, and your mom is just this woman that just thinks she's young and acts young and always wearing short stuff when your dude comes over, then you find out she actually smashed your dude. Like, how do you handle that situation? Like, you walk in on it. You walk in and your mom just... You said your mom would have to die? You said your mom would have to die?
I said somebody would have to die.
Oh, somebody.
I don't know how I would have to handle that. And you know what? Like, somebody I work with actually said something about smashing my mom. I think I was about to, you know, go there and stab him. And he's younger. Like, he's a younger guy. My mom, she's in her 50s. Like she ain't no cougar.
Yeah, I grew up with that mama in school. So, like, everybody, like, whenever my mom came to school, everybody was like, ooh, you see Dar's mama? You know, that puts you in that situation. I relate to that. As far as, you know, somebody, I mean, you can joke with it or you can get real serious about it. I got in high school,
right.
It was a real serious moment. But right. Middle school growing up, yeah, so I relate to it.
Ugh. That's gross.
Yeah, that is, that's crazy, especially if it's a situation where the mother gets pregnant by the daughter's boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
That's a Jerry Springer moment right there for you.
No, here's a Jerry Springer moment. That the daughter has a baby with the son, I mean with the guy, and then the guy has a baby with her mama, too.
Ooh.
Oh,
ouch.
Yeah, two kids.
Mm. So that way.
Oh, man, so the children are related.
He's the dad and the granddad.
Wow, he is. Yeah, he's the dad and the granddad. And what does that make the two children?
Well,
what
are they
like? I can't even figure that out. What did that make the children to each other?
They're brothers and sisters.
They're siblings.
Yeah, they're siblings.
What else?
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
I know they're related two different ways, right?
Yeah,
no, because they're not. The other people aren't related. If it was, they would be cousins and sisters. Say it was like two brothers or something like that.
Yeah.
They're sister and brother. And that's it, I think. Right?
I don't know. That situation,
yeah.
I'm having a headache just trying to think about it. I can't. That's crazy.
It's
not cool. I know that. Well, yes, because she would be the wow. that's interesting.
Well, now they have a new term that people are starting to use called a Clio. Now, the difference between a cougar and a Clio is the cougar is basically the woman I described out on the hunt, in it for sex. You know, kind of, and more of doing it to boost her confidence in herself and for all the wrong reasons. Then there's something they call a Clio. And a Clio is somebody that's an older woman that dates younger guys, but she does it so she can take care of them.
That's
so it's kind of like a differentiation. Like a cougar is seen as more desperate, whereas a Clio is seen as more wise. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of cougars are starting to take offense to the term cougar. So now they're talking about doing it Clio, and it's named after Cleopatra. Actually, Elizabeth Taylor, her role, Cleopatra, in the movie, and how Cleopatra was basically the ruler and run everything. That's a Clio.
Well, okay. I think a lot of cougars are actually having midlife crises. Like, that's what they're facing, a midlife crisis. And this is their way of redefining themselves and seeing themselves as still attractive, you know. So the whole Clio situation is closely related. But they're actually the one they're providing. Like, they're providing. They're taking care of the person.
Right.
Well,
it's
a cougar
is
providing, too. They're providing sex. But, you know, a young guy smashing an older woman is not really as beneficial to the young man as it is to the older woman.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's not. Like, if I smash, look, if some 50-year-old woman, me smashing a 50-year-old woman, that's not really benefiting me. I mean, I can say, I smashed this 50-year-old woman. Oh, that's what's up. Oh, all right. Ain't nobody going to be pumped, hype about, oh, yeah, you the man. Once you're the same age, that stuff don't matter no more. Nobody care about you smashing a 50-year-old woman unless she's 50, but look like she's 27, which is highly unlikely. You know, like, it ain't really benefiting me. It's benefiting her more. I'm smashing this young man. You know, I'm old enough to be his mom. I think it's a lot more beneficial for the cougar, you know.
Right.
Definitely. That clear
but
situation
older women
is
can teach young guys a lot of stuff in bed, too.
It depends. It depends on the guy. It really depends on the guy. A lot of these older women.
No, because you men always think that y'all know y'all are the best. Y'all know everything there is to know about sex. But there's one there's one thing that an older woman can teach you that you're not going to learn otherwise, and that's how to treat a woman in bed and what we like.
Or speed.
Well, I'm not going to sit and try to argue that, but a lot of these older women, a young man that's actually physically in his prime and got endurance, a lot of these older women can't handle that. A lot of these older women can't handle having their legs pushed back behind their head and getting pounded for an hour straight in that position. Like, a lot of older women ain't built for that. A lot of older women not built for that type of flexibility and that type of ground and pound. You know what I mean? So it depends. If she ain't a 45-year-old woman that's taking ballet classes, she probably can't handle that type of pounding.
She got to be in yoga.
50.
You feel me? That's
what
I'm saying, Sarge. She better be in yoga or something.
Got to be a 50-year-old yoga instructor.
Exactly. To be able to handle something like that. You know
what I mean? Come out of this block, and you ain't no 50-year-old yoga instructor. You might be an emergency room.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, man. I think this is why a lot of older women like want younger guys, because they want that. They want to be able to, I can't handle them. But, you know, I think it turns them on, the fact that they can't hang, but they, like, infatuated by that, because a lot of older women, a lot of older men are known to not be able to hang long. You know what I mean?
20, I have never
seconds,
been with a man
over.
For an hour.
You know what I mean? So,
where my peers at?
I mean, I don't know about you, Nizzy Nay, but I've never been with a man that went an hour straight ever anyway.
What? What?
I mean, I have.
What?
I have. I don't know what kind of man you're dealing with.
not straight intercourse, no.
Really? Never ever in your life?
I'm talking about intercourse for 1 hour. I'm not talking about all the other stuff that goes on.
We're not talking about the other stuff. We're talking about intercourse.
Yeah, never. And if he did.
Wow. Did you object?
If he was
going
to take an hour about halfway through, I'd look at my watch and say, I'm sorry, I need to go cook dinner.
What?
So you're saying you don't want sex for an hour straight?
You said you wouldn't want it
for an hour straight. You said you look at your watch and say, you got to go cook dinner.
Yeah, I don't want to be slammed into for an hour, no.
Oh,
that's,
man,
not
what
on
type
my
of cool
list.
Guy are you?
That's
that
not
ain't
my
no bucket. Fun. What if he got that Hennessy up in him? You know that dark, man, that's that liquid.
Oh, I
like
to go
right
for
there.
An hour.
What if he got that
kind of
Hennessy up in him or something? Well, what if he, even worse than that, what if he got that vodka, that double juice up in him?
Right.
He gonna need about an hour and a half straight.
That's just to get the first one.
That's just exactly. That's just the start. He's just getting warmed up. He's just, it's still shoot around. Ain't the game tip off ain't even start yet.
The layup drill.
You feel me?
Well, I don't know any of those guys.
Misbehave, I gotta say, Misbehave, I think your stock just dropped. Anyone who's interested in first, they're like, hold up, what? 20, 30 minutes, really?
Let me tell you why. First of all, now, it depends on if he's grinding or if he's slow, but I've never had one to last that long.
Oh,
wow.
It's like that.
Yeah, because I guess it's just too good for them. They just can't handle it.
Ooh, okay. I hear that. Nizzy, Nay, you sound like you have a different experience, Nizzy Nay.
And trust me, if it's good, he's going to want to go again and again and again. He's going to last 2 hours. So I don't know what type of dudes you messing with, but if it's that good, he's going to get it.
Got his nation boy on that. Got that number 18 on that one. I get a nation boy for that. I feel that.
But yes, if it's that good, he's gonna go again and again. Trust me.
Oh, that happens. That happens.
But he ain't gonna be like no 30 minutes. Or he's not gonna stop and say, oh, you go ahead and cook dinner. I'll let you cook dinner. He's going like,
that
nah,
was a joke,
you
baby.
Give me that.
Man, you told me
he's gonna
cook dinner. Look,
you told me you gotta cook dinner.
I'm gonna say I got your dinner all right. You like
right.
to try your sausage?
That's what a man's going to do,
you hear me.
If it's good.
You hear me?
Come on, man. I got you. Come on, man. But see, I have noticed.
Hello?
She's reminiscing right now.
Okay. But see, what I have noticed is that, is that when I have messed with older men, they have lasted longer. Not younger men, not like men that are my age, like older men. So
they have more experience.
Like they will go for hours.
I've had pretty much everybody I've ever been with. Is like you said, constantly wants to keep going again and again and again. But I never at one time had somebody last that long.
Right.
And I'm glad.
You're glad? Hey, man. You can't send a Girl Scout on a battlefield, man.
Hey, trust me. I'm a Girl Scout. I'm one of the freakiest girls
that
got out there.
She ain't cut off for that type of warfare, man.
Listen. I am nobody's prude. I am the freakiest person you want to meet. It just doesn't usually involve constant penetration. I got all kind of other freaky shit going on. Trust me.
I mean, I hear you, man, but...
Just penetration, that's the no.
I'd be disappointed. If I was a guy that was messing with you like that, I'd be disappointed. Like, damn.
Trust me.
I might
want to
get my shine on it. I might be trying to set a Guinness World Record or something, man. I got a timer. The time is 7 minutes in. All right, your time's up, buddy. Excuse you. I don't know, Sarge. How you handle a situation like misbehaving, Sarge?
I don't even know what I do. You just got up like that. I had to look at myself and be like, "Damn, what you do, buddy?"
I tell you what you do to a woman like me. You prove me wrong.
I don't know what. Well, let me ask, what do they normally do when you say you got to go cook dinner?
Baby, please. I don't say that for real. And first of all, I don't cook shit. Okay? I eat. I don't cook. Second of all, I don't say that. Sometimes I'd be thinking it, but I don't say that. I wouldn't be that rude. So what would I do? I would probably just fake an orgasm and hurry up and get it over with. Or you can always do, every woman knows the things that her guy likes, that what things to say to make him come. So you just say those things, and it's over.
That's kind of lame, though, man. I don't know. You're supposed to want that. You're supposed to want every female I know wants that, like, the longer the better. You're saying you only can bear but so much.
I'm not saying that I can't bear it. I'm just saying that I get bored with it.
What?
Yes.
What? You know what? Hey, Nizzy, we got to get that stone cold. That stone cold what? We got to get that. We got to get that.
What are you talking about?
So you don't watch wrestling. You don't know nothing about that. But, yeah, we need that stone cold what sound effect, man, because that's a what.
I don't know no stone cold whatever. I don't know that. I don't watch no wrestling.
I prefer
other things.
So I know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Right, man. That's crazy. Dang.
I prefer other things.
Never heard about that right there.
Miss Behavior, are you single at the moment?
Yes.
I see exactly
why.
I'll have you to know that I have never been broken up with. I have always been the person to break up with them. And I'm single by my own choice, because if I wanted to have some dick, all I'd have to do is pick up the phone and dial 7.
Are you a female? I bet you would. I bet that is all you had to do. You're a female. What female don't got it on demand?
I tell you what it was, though. He got a time limit if you do come over. You got 5 minutes.
I'm cool.
I know what it is. Miss Behavior, a headhunter. That's what that is.
You just gotta
she a head.
You gotta give me mine, and then I'll let you do what you need to do.
Oh, okay.
Hey, silence.
Oh, wow.
Get on the set, everybody.
I'm with you. You want to touch on that, Nizzy? Girl power? Is this a girl power moment?
No, this ain't no girl power moment now.
I think Nizzy Nay is not really seeing eye to eye with you.
Well,
can't agree with
that. It's not the eyes you'd be looking at. Let's put it that way.
Wow. I hear that. So, let me ask you this then, Miss Viave. A 70-year-old man approaches you and wants to be your sugar daddy. Do you allow it? You with it?
Fuck yeah.
I hear
oh,
that.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, but you gotta smash him. This ain't no old guy just looking to smack your butt. He's trying to hit. He's trying to smash. He wants to have all of that.
So he on a
pill.
Yeah,
because I do it. He doesn't have that much time on earth, and when he dies, it'll come to me. So, yeah, I do it.
No, if y'all not murdered, it ain't coming to you.
I thought you said he's my sugar daddy.
Right. That don't mean y'all married because he's a sugar daddy.
I don't want him to marry me. I just want him to fall in love with me so I can get his money.
How you going to get his money? How you going to get his money if y'all ain't married? I mean, he can still put you on his will, but...
All you got to do is
I'm not putting you on my will or my insurance policy if we not married.
They call me the Black Widow. I told you that.
Oh, watch out, man. That guy might find himself in his last meal one day.
That's
right.
Courtesy of Misty Hayes.
That's
mysteriously, Misty Hayes made a meal, and this guy croaked later that night. And now she's a millionaire. It sounds like one of them ID stories. I don't know.
That's right. Hey, you know what? I'm on there.
They called you the Black Widow.
No.
And they're like one of the most deadliest spiders out there, and they poisonous.
That's right.
Oh,
I'm the one that spouse ends up dead, and nobody can find them. And then they wonder. Then they look back in my history and my past, and find out I had three other husbands that went missing. Yeah, that's me.
Oh wow.
That mother.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen nobody's stock drop so much in 30 minutes.
Hey, what can I tell you? I don't
my
have...
My husband's at 19.
I don't have any feelings. What can I say?
Man. Oof. Wow, I feel sorry for
you. Don't get mad because I'm just being the man.
Oh. I mean, I hear you. I hear you, man. That's
right.
That's crazy, man. Wow.
But anyway, to answer your question, if it was a sugar daddy, I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not going to sleep with somebody that I'm not attracted to. I mean, I just can't because I'll.
You're attracted to that money, though, ain't you?
Yes, I am, but I'm not attracted to it that much. If I've got to have sex with this guy on a regular basis. And he's ugly. I can't even know if I'm gonna be able to do it the first time.
What if he got $5 million in a bank account though?
I still don't know. I'd have to feel out the situation first. It would all depend on
Nizzy Nay. What do you do?
No.
This guy, a 70-year-old man, has $5 million in a bank account.
No. Never.
Never.
Never. Never.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Now, maybe if you're already involved and you're happy, I can see you saying that. But if you're single and this old is no harm, no foul, and this old guy's like, look, man, I'm a sick person. I probably only got a few years left. I'm a millionaire. I just want someone to enjoy this ride with me, and when I'm gone, it's all yours. You're not going to be with it.
No. I can't. And I got to have sex with him?
Oh, yeah, you got it. What you think you're going to just rub his back
no
and that's going to be good enough? Give him a back massage and that's going to be good enough?
Shrivelly balls and then he's got
to
take
you think
Viagra.
You have no way to smash in them chicks, man? Playboy? Them playgirls?
No.
Playboy bunnies?
Hugh Hefner?
Yeah.
You talking about Hugh Hefner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all don't think he was smashing them,
But
they call playmates or something like that?
No way. But look, they're all little young, blonde, white girls. Okay, you need to dress.
Well, What's the thing, right? Young white girls, young blondes are the only ones that do that? You think a black girl won't do that? You think a black girl wouldn't want to live in a Playboy mansion? You kidding me?
I don't see any.
What?
For the record, I don't think he was sleeping with those girls.
What?
Yeah, he was.
The reason I'm saying that is that two of them have come out since then and said that none of them were.
They lying.
They want to
be lying.
What? Man, he probably still hitting them off, man.
What's the other man that's married to the football player? What's the man that's married to the football player now? She admitted she was with Hess like that.
Yeah, you're talking about Kendra Wilkinson. She's with Hank Barrett.
Basket.
What is it? Basket.
That's
right.
Yeah. Yeah. She admitted she don't have intercourse with him. He still married her.
Yeah, she did.
She was with him.
Oh, she said she did.
Yeah. He's smashing them girls. Getting down. Hugh Hefner is idol of a lot of men, including me. I look up to him in several ways.
Oh my God.
He got. Yeah, he's about 70 years old. He still get it probably on the regular more than the average 25 to 30-year-old. He got options.
He looked like a big old hunchback walking around all curled up. I mean, I guess he has to have some kind of sex with somebody because, you know, you probably can't beat off when you have arthritis in your hands too well.
Oh, man. I don't know how this... I don't know how we got here, but I don't mind it. It's funny and it's fun. I was not expecting the conversation to go like this, but I'm all for it, man. It's might have to change this from a PG-13 to a rated R. You know, they got the ratings on these shows. Might have changed this to a rated R show now.
Oh yeah, this might need to be rated R. Because you know I tell it like it is.
Love is quick for it. She's going to get bored.
I mean, we on this Real Talk Radio. Hey, keep it real. Speak your mind, man. That's what it's all about.
Right.
Right.
And it's actually about that time for us to take a break, guys.
That's what it is, man. I can use a break right now. I'm over here sweating bullets.
I bet you are. I'm thinking about
pacing
big butts.
Pacing back and forth, thinking about big butts.
Oh, my God.
Well, what's wrong with thinking about big butts? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my God. He said he's thinking about big butts and sweating. That is so gross.
How is it to make you sweat? You thinking about it too hard.
Oh, God. I don't think that was thinking too
hard. I'm a man's man, man. You know what I mean? I'm a man's man. So if you can't handle, if the thought of big butts disgusts you, I got to question your manhood. I got to question your manhood. And every man should appreciate a big butt, for real.
Oh, my God.
I was actually on Facebook, like I'm in some like Facebook groups and stuff, and like I was, you know, just like people was like posting, like it was this one post of this woman with like this really, really huge behind, and you got some of these guys on here like, Ew. I'm like, what, y'all gay? I had to say something. Like, man, y'all must be gay. Ain't no way. Like, what? I'm like, you wouldn't hit that? Like, man, y'all tripping, man. Y'all dudes, man. I can tell y'all ain't had no fatherhood. I mean, I ain't had no father figure in my life neither, but I'm still a grown man at the end of the day,
a
man.
Man,
I like big butts.
A born sexual animal.
Talking about
animal.
Ew. And they actually put E-W-W-W. How sissified is that? Sarge, so, you hear that? E-W-W-W. They
man,
see a Buffy the Body type behind and say, ew.
Nobody
man, you gay, man.
Nobody said that.
Ew is for homosexuals, man.
We got
you're a grown
that.
Man. You're supposed to want to tear that out the frame. Talking about some ew. For real, man. But you know what? You know what? On that note, to be continued, go ahead and take us out of here, Nizzy.
Right. Right. It's about break time, y'all. We will be back at you in like 10, 15, you know, the songs. But stay tuned. We'll be back on It's Real Talk Radio.
Yeah.
What the fuck that flow about? Where the fuck is my Versace? Where the fuck is my Gucci belt? I ain't going to court, I'll take you out before you sue yourself. Nickel and dime, we still getting paper. I'm in the right place, so fuck all you haters. I'm hungry as fuck, serve me a wrap, cause I overpaid, then I'm tipping the waiter. Fresh shoes, two alligators. They trill, 2 hours later I swing back, my shoes lace. First place, I never lose faith.
We got that Louis Bill, we got the bleeding stitches. We got that golden kill, GT ain't got no glitches. We on that master thrill, we taking out these bitches. You know that we for real, stop being bitches.
Town like Diddy, when we come around, I'm smoking loud, large amount, in and out of town, I'm cashing out, getting money now, baddest bitch with the cutest smile, sideline, yeah, she's super wild, all them haters jocking my style, yeah, you know, I'm that child, problem child, don't care, dawg, I'm so wild, I'll kill y'all, money trying to stack it straight tall, you talking shit and you will fall, I'm trying to bar one phone call, with the fucking stars, you know who we are.
We got that Louis Bill, we got the bleeding stitches. We got that golden kill, GT ain't got no glitches. We on that master thrill, we taking out these bitches. You know that we for real, stop being bitches.
So delicious, it's just tits and ass, man. I rip, rip, pippin' up game. I ain't spittin' no names, I'm ambitious. This kid is straight buck wild and wild. I'm putting in an asylum, frog him. Motherfucker straight violent, tyrants trying to co-sign. I'm dying in the brawl. I'ma kill a motherfucker, duckin', knucklin' up and chuckling up into something while I'm cuffin' the door. Bitches wanna get it hittin' while I'm up in the club. They call me strategist, breaking out of the Vatican, inhabiting man again. You making moves like a mannequin. I'm gravity with the planet, you can think I'm just dumb.
We got the Louis Bill, we got the bleeding stitches. We got that golden kill, GT ain't got no glitches. We on that master thrill, we taking out these bitches. You know that we for real, stop being bitches.
Tribulations make us who we are. Sometimes you become impatient, especially when you know grass is greener on the other side of the fence. You just want to speed up time, speed up what you're doing and just get there.
Head for the top of the mountain. Gotta talk to God, asking for patience. Face on edge, feel like I'm falling. Time moving slow, don't know where I'm going. Times I just wanna go and hop in my ride. No navigation, don't need no guide. I wish I could fly, take a break from life. I don't know, please don't ask me why.
I'm praying for an escape, I feel my blessings late. But when I get that way, I think I'll maintain. Trying to maintain, keep a cool demeanor. My mama calling, she need a nigga. First foster parents just passed away. By the way, where the fuck is Leland? This music shit is my getaway. Everybody around me grinding. Got bad bitches rapping caliber music. Everybody around me shining. Pray hard, live hard. I lose a lot of stress from a Dutch cigar. This wordplay from the soul player. Straight G shit, no soul claim. Money over bitches, but that saying's irrelevant. The weight up on my shoulders remind me of elephants. Lost souls over attitudes. Baby mama acting crazy cause her new dude. Excuse my expression, but my hands is weapons. Talk is cheap. Oscar out of jail, pray he stay up out these streets. My verses be exotic in the Dutch. Say what's on your mind, cause holding back can back you up. No apologies.
Head for the top of the mountain. Gotta talk to God, asking for patience. Face on edge, feel like I'm falling. Time moving slow, don't know where I'm going. Times I just wanna go and hop in my ride. No navigation, don't need no guide. I wish I could fly, take a break from life. I don't know, please don't ask me why. I just wanna get away, I just wanna get away. I just wanna get away, I just wanna get away. I cannot just let it go.
How can a nigga let it go? It control my future, bro. The past is what I'm talking about, and mine is unacceptable. Forgive and forget. Some actions are forgivable. If life is a bitch, this bitch is disrespectful. Though they say I got an angel, huh? Guess it be my baby, bro. I live without the angel. If you give me back my baby, bro, the stresses of my life are drama. Same man, crazy though. I just stand tall and walk straight for my 9-year-old. When the nigga in his boot, all I do is reminisce. You'll never understand my pain, cause you ain't never been through this. From Section 8 housing, I've been on top of everything. Indicted by the feds and just like that lose everything. Cowards seen that storm and they text, they tell and turned away. Never use no drugs so these painful thoughts don't fade away. But next time problems head your way, face them shit, don't run away. Cause life it has no getaways unless you give your life away.
Head for the top of the mountain. Gotta talk to God, asking for patience. Face on edge, feel like I'm falling. Time moving slow, don't know where I'm going. Times I just wanna go and hop in my ride. No navigation, don't need no guide. I wish I could fly, take a break from life. I don't know, please don't ask me why. I just wanna get away, I just wanna get away. I just wanna get away, I just wanna get away. I cannot just let it go.
Hey, we all human, man. Everybody go through trials and tribulation, this thing called life. But it ain't how you fall, it's how you get back up. Wise words spoken from the kid, Black Eskimo.
You know. Let's go. Not your ordinary swag. When I turn up, bottles unattended black. Watch me turn up. Jungle packed, smoking crack. Yeah, I'm turned up. Body missing. I don't think it's gonna turn up. Pull up in that Mozzie yellow. Mommy and my passenger. Goons over high. Ain't no line. We don't mafia. Smoke the blunt of kush to the face. Got me super geek. Rick James and his bang. Looking for a super freak. Yeah, see you girl. Shake that ass. Make them cheeks clap. Drop it to the floor. Bring it back. Then repeat that. Money ain't a thing. Baby girl, you can keep that. Said her name was Vicky, but she ain't got any secrets. Catch me by the pub, showing love to the tender. While I take a shot of Remy as I'm sipping with a stripper. Woo, you know how I do. Big face bills, 100 count. Chopper outside.
die in a ride. Yeah, 100 round, never pop the molly, but she probably give her 4. Send retail, she got no idea what's in store. Come and shop with your guy, bet you gon' come back for war. And if life is a beach, I'm sun bathing by the shore. War, ordinary swag when I turn up. Bottles of Henny Black, watch me turn up. Like a carousel, smoking big O's, got me high than a first wheel. Turn up, super gushy, ushy sound like you turned up. Say you smoking loud, wondering why I ain't heard much. When it come to beef, we add cheese like a burger. Hit my team in the bowl if I need a track murder. Get the crowd hype, start a fight, center. Gator yelling, get the chopper right now. Arnold Schwarzenegger, thumbs up a boss when you see him on the street. Turn up the volume when you hit a boss. Speak me, see money everywhere. Send trucks falling on the court. Whole quarter goes on bench us. Let me mention, turn up to the max. My intention, we in the building. No admission, person of interest. Got meta pill like I came after a sentence. Turning up the club soon as I hit the entrance light. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up.
Turn up.
Ordinary swag when I turn up. Bottles of that Henny Black, watch me turn up.
Gunshots firing, people going for certain, even though you may need to sing in that I heard. I murder the bars, I'm never gonna keep it in. I spit fins when I rotate on your CD roll. I clap five to attack it when she read my palm. Y'all Tony Braxton writing it down. I'm bad niggas. The scene is like Vietnam, the way it's kicking off.
Wow.
David Beckham, my check on my cut, I'm with the guards off.
Yeah.
Your meal ticket play like it hard, but you know
there you go.
I ignite the detonator, slow motion it, set it off. I'm a rocket industry, instantly like a burglary. Gunshots firing. Even though you may leave your kitchen and never heard of me. Then I'm here to surgery, this is state of emergency. I'm a rocker industry, instantly like a burglary. Gunshots firing, people going berserkly. Even though you may leave your kitchen and never heard of me. Then I'm here to surgery, this is state of emergency.
Yo, stay real, good looking on the track, homie. Yeah, it's fire. It's like these bars I just laid down, you feel me? Yeah. Every day, yeah, HD every day, and yo, GP, what's good, yeah, Rome the realest, ha, warning shot to them niggas.
And we are back from break on It's Real Talk Radio. What is up, guys?
What's good, Nizzy Nay? I just got to say, Nizzy Nay, it's so nice. I feel like I'm on vacation right now. it's nice to not, you know, it's nice to just take a back seat sometimes and just kick back. You know what I mean? I can get used to this. I might start having you in
there
every show.
Okay, don't get used to it because this ain't going to happen all the time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have you on every show, engineering every show. You like
shit.
A gear in the hole, so you got a lot of shows to make up for, so. But
I love that I'm sitting here, like, when the show first began, I'm sitting here, like, literally, I'm sitting here, like, shaking. Whoa.
Really? You was that nervous?
Yeah, I was. I was really, literally shaking. Like, I was like, oh, what am I going to forget? Am I going to forget something? If everybody on air, is everybody on mute? What's going on?
You're freaking out. That's how I was when I first engineered, too. I can't even blame you for it.
Because test shows are different, you know. When we practice it, it's different. It's just like me, you know. And that's it. And we're just going over everything, and you ain't nothing, you know. But
yeah,
when we're
yeah.
actually on air and there's an actual show going on, it's different. I said, oh, Lord, I was sitting here shaking.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You got the luxury of having someone show you, because I ain't have that. I had to figure it out. Remember how many bloopers we had when we first started, Nizzy Nay?
Oh, man. Oh,
the bloopers was on a regular. Bloopers was on a regular. Like, every show we had a blooper. It was like a comedy show. It was like a sitcom.
You want to talk about awkward moments? Sure. We had many.
We started a segment like, yo, every show we have an awkward moment. We just made that an actual segment of the show. Like, we know an awkward moment is coming. It's just a matter of when, not if, but when.
This is true.
You know,
that's
and,
bad, y'all.
Y'all, we got a 1 year anniversary coming up too. We're gonna do a show. We want all our hosts, everybody that's a part of the movement, to like be on that show too. So that's coming up in May.
Awesome.
So we're going to definitely set it up. It'll probably be a Monday night show. We're going to have everybody that's still involved with the movement, currently active in the movement, to call up. And, you know, it's going to be like a reunion. You know, it's going to be fun.
You're going to have an after
topic.
Party at your house, right?
Sure.
No.
You got some plane tickets?
I don't need a plane.
That's a long drive, God.
I was driving nowhere. Somebody got
way
me
out in like West Virginia or something. God,
who does?
That's a long drive.
Who lives in West Virginia?
Don't you live in West Virginia? Oh,
no,
you live in Richmond.
Virginia.
You live in Richmond. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, Miss B.A., we had so many people that we interviewed and, you know, for host positions and stuff, I lost track. Like, people we didn't,
he just
I'm talking
has a
everywhere
bad memory,
from Philly,
though.
D.C., Delaware, West Virginia, Virginia, Richmond, Jersey, Jersey Shore, Jersey City, like, every New York, Manhattan, everywhere, like, all the boroughs of New York, like, we didn't. As Jay Styles, she'll tell you, she had to interview every last person. She'll tell you. You know, shout out to our program director, Jay Styles. Hey, Nizzy, show Jay some love, man. Give her an applause. Shout out to Jay. She made a lot of stuff happen for us. Interviewed a lot of people, including you two. Interviewed Sarge.
Yeah. Who has that?
She interviewed Sarge. She interviewed Misbehave. Heck, I think she even interviewed me for my own show. You know, she's interviewing people and, you know, getting down and dirty. She's grinding hard for the movement. You know, it's Real Talk Radio. We're not just a brand. We're a family. But most importantly, we keep it real is the slogan. You know, I had Jay up in the studio doing recording for other shows that's a part of the, you know, other shows that's under the It's Real Talk Radio movement. You know, mm-hmm. So she's just grinding hard. You know, I definitely appreciate everybody that's grinding hard. All of y'all, everybody, Misbehave, Sarge, everybody that's making these shows every week. You know, it's not the same. Me and Lizzie and they was lonely for a long time. I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
We've been holding it down. 2 hours. Look, y'all, we didn't even take no break. It was just straight 2 hours of two people talking. Every now and then you get a caller, but for the most part, it's me and Lizzie Nay. And it was lonely, but we still had a good time. But, you know, it felt like The Walking Dead. I don't know if y'all watched The Walking Dead, but
mm-hmm.
how people get separated, and it's like, damn, you by yourself, and then you finally meet up with somebody else that was part of your crew, and it's like, man, it feels like, oh, so it is other people that's still around. Like, cool, you know, that's what it feels like. So it was definitely, you know, fun having y'all on board, and you know what I mean? We were just ride this wave, man.
I'm happy to be here.
How would
you
like to ride?
Yeah, no doubt. Misbehave, I don't know about you. I don't know if you're talking about, I don't know what ride you're talking about because you never know messing with you. I don't know if you're talking about a ride, a car ride, a boat ride, or a sex ride. I don't know because you are just off the chain. So, I don't know. You might be talking about a Sierra ride or I don't know. You know what I mean? Before I forget, I got to give shout-outs. First of all, I got to shout-out my homie Mark II. You know, he had texted me during the show, said he was listening. He said to shout every last one of y'all out. So we shouting Mark II right back at you, Mark II.
What up?
You know, it was definitely fun having you on the show last week, and we definitely look forward to getting you back on the show. But shout out to the homie Mark II. And the last song that you heard play on break, State of Emergency, that was by Mark II.
Yep.
Spazzing out with the dope lyrics, throwing shots. You know what I mean? Doing what Mark II do. So shout out to Mark II. That first song was by Jay Caddy, featuring VST, Strategist, and Dread Boy. It's called Stop. The second song was by The Kid, featuring Two Tone and Wordplay. That's called Getaway. And the third song was by the homie Mr. Sinister, and that's called Turn Up. So shout out to everybody that's a part of the March rotation. And, you know, everybody that's listening, we still have openings for the April rotation. Though I have people in mind, I'm trying not to show favoritism, and I don't really want to have the same people every month. So if you're dope, you're a lyricist, or you got somebody that you think is dope and should be a part of the April rotation, you can just send us an email at itsrealtalkradio@yahoo.com. We'll listen to your track. If we like it, we'll reach out and, you know, to see if you can get on this April rotation. And with that said, we are back to tonight's topic, which is cougars and sugar daddies. And, Nizzy Nay, I'm going to let you go ahead and set it off.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, let's talk a little bit about sugar daddies because, you know, we got into cougars a little too much. Y'all got into it a little too much. Well, all the sexual, you know, things. But I don't know what it is. I don't know why people consider, like, if you're dating an older guy, if he's like 10 years older than you, that he's automatically, you know, considered a sugar daddy. I don't know why that is. Like,
yeah, because he
can
be broke as hell.
I am with somebody that is, yeah, he's up there. He's up there. He's like 10 years older than I am. But he's not like my sugar daddy. He doesn't like buy me a whole bunch of things and all that. So I wouldn't consider him a sugar daddy. But that's what people look at it as. If a female is dating an older guy, they automatically assume that oh, she's just with him for his money, and that's about it. And that's not always the case. I think sugar daddies and cougars are a little different. Because, you know, cougars, they're looking for that affection, sexual, you know, intimacy. And then, you know, with the whole sugar daddies, they don't necessarily need sex. Some, you know, they will want sex. And I have seen some that they don't want sex at all. They just want a young female standing beside them, and they will pay you, and they will get you anything in the world. Literally, I watched it on MTV. There was a whole big episode on sugar daddies, and supposedly none of the females said they were having sex with them, and they had boyfriends. They all had boyfriends, but they also had a sugar daddy. And the sugar daddy would just buy them nice cars and jewelry and nice clothes and all that. But all they had to do was spend time with them. That's it.
Right.
Supposedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Because to me, a sugar daddy is he's just like a cougar. I mean, it's the male version of the cougar. He's going to want something from you. Yeah, it's going to be that girl that's real materialistic. She's going to want that purse, want that skirt, you know, want that, you know, that BB shirt or something like that. Sugar daddy go and handle that right there. You know, he's the man on the side, you know. But when the sugar daddy calls you, you got to come. Now, that's that relationship. The old guy that just want the girl by his side, I mean, he don't really want nothing. I call that a pimp because, you know, he wants something, and you going to come back to him. You can have your boyfriend, but you know where you're working. But, yeah, I don't know. The sugar daddy is the male, you know, the cougar, and you know what a male wants. He gonna want it sometime. Lazily not give it to him.
But... Isn't it like a sugar daddy and a pimp, like, kind of like the same thing?
No.
Ain't they kind of like the same thing?
No.
I think so.
A pimp.
A sugar daddy takes care of you. A pimp uses you.
He take care of you.
A pimp will take care of you, too.
Yeah, but he doesn't use you. Your sugar daddy doesn't use you.
He going to use you for your body, too. Your pimp just going to put you
in
the street.
In a way, yeah.
I mean, your pimp's going to take your boyfriend money. Sugar daddy don't want your boyfriend money. He's trying to give you a little bit of money so he can get a little bit of you.
Right.
Sugar daddy, for a little bit of it, sugar daddy really don't have to do much. You know what I mean? Well, he don't want much. Put it like this. Sugar daddy might want, like, you know, touch him up a little bit, you know what I mean, fluff the top, you know what I mean, a little kiss on the neck, you know what I mean, or the other neck, you know. He want little things. He ain't even got to go full in. He don't want to penetrate. He just want a little bit of touching, maybe a little wetness somewhere. No, that's all the sugar daddy want. Yeah, he old. He can't do too much. But the pimp going to put you on the road, you know. Pimp going to have you and your friends out there, you know, at the movie theaters, you know, just doing what you do.
Right.
You sound like you have a little bit of experience pimping.
I think it does.
Nah, I mean, I don't play the whole game. I don't play that game, but nah, I wasn't no pimping. No, man, I kind of see my uncle. My uncle used to be a pimp. He still got the slick back. So,
oh.
No, no, not there right there. You know, he gets you with the talk. He be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was telling her the other day, you know what I mean? When she come around here, she better have that, huh? Yeah, she better have, like, he get caught up in it. And that's a pimp right there. You know a pimp how he talk. Like, he would tell you four things at one time. And
no, let's hear your pimp imitation, Sarge. I want to hear your pimp imitation.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna do my unk right here. He gonna say like, let me see. I'm gonna tell you when he come in the door. This is what he gonna say. You know what I mean, he gonna say yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, man, it's hot. It's too hot outside. You know what I mean? Because I just came from out there. Like,
oh my god.
I tell you, man, I'm fairly cool right there, boy. That's all you had day. He got two or three pitties. He got two. He don't call them pretty. He say he got two pretty pitties. Pitties out there. You know what I mean? My pitties out there right there. Like, he got mad. Like, my mom got mad when he heard that Molly song when they talking about Molly Cyrus, because he said he been calling them that for forever. So he was like, I got a minute white girl. I've been calling them Molly forever. I was like, he real mad. He's like, look at that. For a minute now. You'll never confuse him with a sugar daddy, I tell you that much. He'd be no good sugar daddy.
There's definitely a big difference in the two.
I think they're exactly the same to me.
I don't even think it's close. I don't even think it's close.
Me neither.
Like a pimp, it's like his objective. He ain't right. Most pimps, a lot of pimps are smashing their hoes, but most pimps ain't right about smashing them.
Mm-mm.
They want you to smash other people so they can get paid. That's a pimp.
A pimp is trying to make money off of you.
Right.
Have y'all seen Superfly lately?
No, not in a while.
Oh, now that's a pimp right there. You don't even need to question that one.
Bishop Don Juan, he's one of the most popular pimps in America, Bishop Don Juan.
Oh, yeah.
He be in all of the celebrity events. Like, he's just like, yeah, I'm a pimp. I thought you'd get locked up for that, but apparently you don't because he's like a celebrity.
I know, maybe. Right?
I thought it was illegal to be a pimp. Let me find out I could be making some extra money on the side.
Nah, I can do everything.
You know what I mean? Like, shoot, man, pay the bills, pay the car note, pay everything, and just use your money to just BS with. You know, you use the money you make from your hoes. You know what I mean? Handle all your bills. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's funny. The whole idea to me is funny, but I really don't really condone it. I don't knock nobody for doing what they do. And something about it just sits wrong with me. Like, I couldn't actually do it because at the end of the day, I'm too kind-hearted of a person like to actually, you know what I mean? Because you can't be your pimp, you can't be your hoe's best friend. You gotta be ready to slap a bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you ain't ready to do that, then you ain't ready to be no pimp. That's all it is to it.
That's true.
That's all it is to it. You cannot be treating them like gold. Yeah, treat them nice. I mean, like, get them nice stuff and all that. Buy them, you know, you want them dressed up nice and hair done, nails done, bills paid. But as soon as they get out of line, you got to be really willing to pimp slap somebody. You know what I mean? I just don't got that in me. I don't got that in me. Plus, like Sarge said, the way you talk, I don't even talk the right way. You know what I mean? You got to have the right demeanor. You got to talk a certain way. You gotta have a certain stride. You know what I mean? You gotta have everything counts when it comes to being a pimp.
You gotta sweat swagger.
You do. You gotta sweat swagger. Exactly. You can tell if a person is meant to be a pimp from when they first open their mouth because they demand attention. They're like an MC. They demand attention. Like, you know who gonna be the pimp. You can go all the way back to middle school. Like, yeah, I knew he was going to be a pimp. Because every time he talked, everybody listened. You know what I mean? It's that person, the popular person, the person that just demands attention. Like, a lot of females are pimps or could be pimps.
I'm the best pimp, though. Because they pimping and they don't even, you don't even get told that you're getting pimped. You just found out you were the other dude and you giving her all your money.
Yeah, that's true. I was looking at that as, yeah. Yeah, I think that's, yeah. Some of these females are popping their collar, man.
Yeah, a lot of females
are popping their collar.
A lot of females could be pimped because, you know, females rule the world.
That's true. And pimping a guy ain't the same way as pimping a woman. Like, you pimp a woman, you got her out there, you know, out there on getting it. Whether she on the corner or she gonna call, she out there getting it. She's out there engaging in sexual activity and giving her pimp the money, and her pimp break her off. You know what I mean? But when you pimping a guy, it's like you got this guy supporting you, giving you money, but he ain't the only dude. And that's like the female version of pimping a guy, in my opinion.
You got five dudes with 9 to 5 working overtime.
Right, exactly.
That's a legit hustle. Like, females got a legit hustle. We got to go to jail for hours. But, you know, these females, now they got a legit hustle, non-taxable. They get what they want in merchandise. They ain't got to worry about going to the store and buying nothing.
Right. I don't, like, Nizzy Nay, could you ever see yourself being pimping? You ever see yourself pimping? Rather it be a female or a guy?
Yeah.
Which one?
I've did it to a female before. That's easy.
Oh, you said you can pimp a female? You think you got it in you?
I have before.
What?
What?
Well, I told y'all we gotta get that what button. I told y'all we gotta get that what button. I'm gonna get that what button. Watch.
Yeah.
What go on with that one.
What are you, a pimp or a Adam?
Go on with that one.
I was doing the damn thing because there was a period where, you know, I was just messing with females. Like, it was no guys. It was just all females. And I don't know what it was, but I just had a way of talking to them. I had a way. I don't know what it was, but it was just, I had them on lock. I had that. Like, I felt like a pimp all the way. And they would do anything I asked them to do, anything. I had crying and all that.
What was your count?
Huh?
What was your count like? What was your count? How many you had?
I don't even remember. There were so many. There were so many that when the number pop up, sometimes I didn't even know who they were. I'd be like, who this? They'd be like, oh, this is Heather. Who is Heather? Like, you tell me what you look like.
That's a damn shame.
I know,
Mr. Hayes. I don't know why that's a shame, Miss Behave, because I wouldn't put it past you neither.
You
oh, yeah,
her.
But that's me.
Woo. So
I ain't gonna lie, I would do it. I don't care.
I think I did it because everybody thought I was so innocent, and so I had proven wrong. Like, watch out, bitches. This is what I'm about to show you. I done got men bitches.
Whoa.
It was crazy. He was like, because one day I had a friend and we were talking and he seen this chick that he liked. I was like, yo, man, that chick has been trying to get me at, she's been trying to get at me for like a minute. I ain't trying to get with her. She looked raunchy. He's like, oh, yo, hook me up with her. I was like, I don't know. So I do a little talking, and all of a sudden, bing. She's calling them, sending him, like, nasty pictures and all that. He's like, how did you do that? I just talked to her. She wouldn't give me the time of her day. I said, man, I got to touch with the ladies.
What's your favorite pickup line then?
I'm telling you.
Let me ask you a question, Nizzy Nay. If you got that touch, then why the heck are we hosting a radio show and we could be sitting out here making tens of thousands of dollars? That's what I want to know.
Because...
I like doing talk radio, but I was trying
because...
to get paid, god dang it.
Because
I mean, I ain't trying to smack, I ain't trying to smack a hoe, but I leave that up to you, Nizzy Nay. As long as I ain't got to smack nobody, you know what I mean? Go
because
ahead,
females,
know.
They too emotional. They get too attached too fast.
That's so true.
It is. That's what I learned. That's when I had to, you know, I had to cut the females off and start dealing with guys again. I said, I can't deal with this emotional stuff. Why ain't you calling me? Bitch, I'm at work. What you mean? like, what is going on? And they cutting themselves and psycho. And I said, I can't deal with this. Now I see what guys go through. I can't deal with this.
Somebody see it. somebody see it. Let the other one know, too. You don't know. Say it again.
I see.
It amazes me sometimes how, like, a lot of females just want somebody that's going to, like, take control and not really treat them good. Like, I had females say, like, why are you so nice before? You know what I mean? I mean, I can't help it, man. It's in my genes. I'm a nice freaking person. You know what I mean? Don't get it twisted. I got backbone. I ain't no person you can just run over top of, but I'm a down-to-earth, nice, cool person. You know what I mean? But
that nice.
A lot of
don't
females
like
don't
cool.
want that. A lot of females want somebody that's going to take charge, that's going to be like, shut up, or I'm going to shut you up,
yeah.
Jack them up. You know, some even like to get choked, whether it's either in sex or just to, like, straighten them out. Some females are drawn to that. They want that. And if you don't do that, they think you're weak, and they don't respect you. And next thing you know, you come home, and it's some guy up in y'all bed. She don't respect you. She'll respect you. Any woman that'll go that hard and smash another guy at the crib that you live at, she don't respect you. She don't fear you. She don't think that you're man enough to stand up on your own, too. And I noticed that. You know what I mean? I noticed that. So that made me realize, like, what type of woman I need. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't just – I got to watch the type of – you know what I mean? Like, I need a woman that's suitable for me. You know what I mean? Because I'm not that dude. I'm really not that dude. You know what I mean?
So you need a white girl.
No, not necessarily a white girl. This is Nate Stewart. I don't need no pushover, but, you know, somebody just could be on the same page. You know what I mean? Like, I just ain't that dude, man. I ain't that dude to be mistreating people. But a lot of females like that, and I think that's where, that's definitely where pimping come in at. I think some sugar daddies are probably like that too, and they like that. Like her boyfriend, for instance, her boyfriend treats her like gold. But her sugar daddy is just like, he'll give her money, but he like call her hoes, like, you know what I mean? I guess that's starting to kind of be more like a pimp, but if he ain't out there pimping her, he's still a sugar daddy, you know what I mean? He giving her money. He can smash when he want, but he's the more rough person, so the boyfriend is the cool, down-to-earth guy that, you know what I mean, just takes care of her, but the sugar daddy just like, here, take this money and take this dick. You know what I mean?
No. I think the boyfriend is more of the intimate one, the one that she loves and can be married with and has sex with. But the sugar daddy is just financial. It's nothing sexual about it. It's just...
What? Pause. Hold. Did you just say that sugar daddies don't want sex?
Stop it. Don't even say it.
Yeah.
Three to one. Like, all sugar daddies don't want sex. Like Sarge was saying, Sarge made a good point. Like a lot of sugar daddies, they real old and they, you know, just to get the time with you is good enough for them. But don't get it twisted. A lot of sugar daddies are smashing these. Look, you got 40-year-olds. I mean, sugar daddy, not 70. You got 40-year-old sugar daddies dating 20-year-olds, and they smashing, and they giving them money, and they go about their business. Most sugar daddies are married.
Yeah.
Probably about 70% of sugar daddies are married men. They're not trying to leave their wife for this young, naive girl that just fresh out of high school or fresh out of college.
Yeah.
They just want to have some fun.
That's true.
That's the curriculum.
At the end of the
day. You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all watch The Have and the Have-Nots, but Jim would be a perfect idea, like, candidate for as far as, like, sugar daddy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if y'all watch that show, but anybody listening that watches that show know what I'm talking about. The guy named Jim, he's like, he would be a sugar daddy. You know what I mean? I give you what you want. I give you this. I don't know. Maybe that's not a good example because she was kind of like, her approach with him was kind of like on some prostitution type stuff, but they kept it going. Like, she was on a prostitution site, and she came. She was like a quote-unquote car girl. And then he hit, and then after that, this is a long story. I won't get too deep into it, but she stuck around. He a married man. He continued to smash, but she was like bribing him. So maybe that's not a sugar daddy, really. And she was like bribing him out of money. So I guess that's kind of different.
She was pimping him.
In a sense, she kind of was, if you think about it, because she was like bribing him, like he's running for governor. Y'all gotta check that out. It's a good show. He's running for governor, and she's holding that, she's using that, like, yeah, I'm going to let people know, you know what I mean? Like, it's deep, man. Y'all got to check it out, man. But basically, the whole sugar daddy thing, man, like, if a guy, like, sugar daddies, I don't know, it's just different, man. It's just different.
It's always going to be different when it comes down to men and females.
For men, at the end of the day, it all comes down to sex.
Most of the time.
I mean,
if I'm going to buy you them $500 shoes, I'm going to want something, though.
And that is pimping.
You goddamn right. You better give me something. Like, shoot, I'm not going to be, man, I don't care how old I am. If I can still get it up, I'm, shoot.
Somebody got to put it down.
And on nothing, man. I don't see how them old guys do it for real. Like, I don't see how them old guys be like giving these girls all of this stuff, and all they want is somebody to just ride shotgun. Man, screw that. Even if I can't even get it up, man, you got to show me some titties or something, man. You got to put them in my face, rub them in my face, something. I need some action, man. I'm sitting here giving you my money. Got to be out your mind.
I mean, it's like rap videos. They pay the women to get me in a video. And then, you know what I mean? If you're 2 Chainz, then you say you're not messing with them. But then any other rapper, you know, they messing with the girls on the set. It's like I pay you to be here type thing. Rappers are like sugar daddy.
Misbehave.
Yes.
Let's get to that that article you got.
All right. So the title of the article tonight is Cougars, Sugar Daddies, and the Real Impact of Age Differences in a Relationship. Okay. The significance of age differences in a romantic relationship is often distorted. Sometimes these differences are overinflated and perceived as insurmountable obstacles to a mature relationship. Other times, the complications introduced by age differences are entirely overlooked or ignored. Both approaches are fundamentally flawed. Individuals with considerably younger partners may find their relationship trivialized, their status reduced to superficial labels like cougar or sugar daddy. Such terms can be used to both glamorize and demean these May-December romances without ever addressing the core issues involved in such unions. So, what is the real impact of age differences in a relationship? All right, cougars. Thanks to a high-profile celebrity couple and popular TV shows like Cougar Town, the word cougar has become part of vernacular. But the meaning of the word has been extended well beyond its original definition. A seductive older woman who gravitates towards much younger men, and is now often indiscriminately applied to any woman dating a younger man.
Not every older woman is in a relationship with a younger man is a cougar. Despite what Entertainment Magazine wrote, Taylor Swift at age 19 was not a cougar when she was dating Taylor Lautner at age 17. A cougar is, by definition, predatory in nature. She is often fixated with youth and beauty. Her ego is gratified by her ability to attract a younger man. She is not necessarily interested in commitment. Our increasing comfort with the word cougar indicates changing attitudes towards age, gender, and relationships. The rise of the cougars in pop culture means the concept of an older woman dating a younger man is no longer considered an anomaly or an aberration. At the same time, indiscriminate use of the word cougar can verbally devalue the significance of meaningful unions between older women and younger men. Such relationships have no less inherent worth than any other relationship. However, sizable age differences of any kind can make a material impact on the relationship. Okay, this is about sugar daddies. The term sugar daddy has lived a lot longer in our collective vocabulary than its counterpart, cougar. This owes to a long-standing tradition of older, affluent men attaching to younger, more attractive women. Although the term has existed for some time, the rise of websites exclusively devoted to connecting young girls to sugar daddies suggests some are becoming more bold-faced in their intentions. But like the word cougar, the term sugar daddy can unfairly marginalize legitimate relationships built on love and respect.
Something to think about.
Yeah, most definitely.
So there's a big difference between the two, basically what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Cougars are mostly, they don't want no commitment. It's all mostly sexual. Sugar daddies have more of advantage of, you know, the love, the attention, the affection part. It can be more about that. It can,
no,
you know,
not necessarily. I think the difference is that for sugar daddies, well, cougars, women are just drove towards sex, for the sex. I think with sugar daddies, they're drove towards the sex, but they're also driven towards having that trophy on their arm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having that show, this statement of their manhood, like, this is my bragging rights. I got this.
And sometimes it's more of a controlling factor, that you can control this younger female.
Absolutely. Control them with money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
because
that's a good point.
Think about it, they're older and they want somebody younger.
Yeah.
And of course, if they're older, they're going to have more of an advantage of controlling a younger female rather than somebody their age.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And the terms are definitely misused because there's no way that you could consider someone a sugar daddy if you're in a relationship with that person. If she calling him her boyfriend, and he calling her his girl. Like, I don't care what the age gap is. She's not the sugar daddy.
Right.
You know, it's no strings. It's a no strings attached type of deal.
If
there is strings attached, y'all in a relationship, y'all just, you know, you're a lot older than you. You can call him your old head, but he's not your sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar daddy, no strings attached. Now I can't. What? Yeah. Well, cougar. I would say probably the same thing about cougar. Like, a woman can't be considered a cougar if she's in a relationship with a guy, right?
No.
Oh, yes, she can. Yes.
Really? Do you think so? Or is that might be more of an opinion-based type of thing? Because
no, it's definitely.
I don't know. Really?
Definitely. I mean, the biggest.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. Because the people that said are cougars, well, some of them were married to. So it is different. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
They said Demi Moore was a cougar. She was married to Ashton Kutcher.
She's like the queen cougar of them all. She's the
one
that brought it out.
And that just goes to show you how different they are.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, which one gets the more bragging rights, the cougar or the sugar daddy?
The cougar.
You think the cougar is more closely related to pimping than a sugar daddy?
Yeah.
What?
I think a sugar daddy's popping that collar too, but yeah, you're right, because a sugar daddy is paying for it. Like, you know, he got a bill. Mm-hmm. A cougar, she ain't kicking out money. She just like, yeah, I got this. You know, I might be 40, but I still look good for my age. I know you want to know what it's like to be with an older woman. Come find out. So. a sugar daddy can't use that approach. He has to, like, his approach is money, financial. He's benefiting her in some type of way. So, Cougars definitely ruled over sugar daddies, definitely. Cougars definitely got that crown hands down.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it rolls.
Yeah, the cougar isn't necessarily... Yeah, I would say cougars, yeah. I would definitely get that crown. I was just sitting there thinking about, like, hold up. Yeah, you know.
But some cougars, they spend that money, too. They spend that money on younger men, too.
Right, but are they considered a cougar, Miss B.A.? Is that person considered a cougar? Is she, like, buying them stuff and paying his rent? Is she still a cougar?
Yeah, she's still a cougar.
Well, she a sugar mama at that point, though, right? She's a sugar mama, right? It's different.
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference between
sugar
mamas and cougars, right?
She's a sugar mama, but she's still a cougar, regardless of whether she uses money or not. She's still a cougar because she's the older woman dating younger men and, you know, for her own, you know, satisfaction.
You don't think the fact that she's starting to pay for it like a sugar daddy would take the cougar effect out of it? That, you know,
that's what I was saying, as far as, like, she kind of lost that. She ain't popping our collar no more. She popping our wallet.
Yeah,
that's
right.
You know what I mean?
She can no longer brag.
They don't really say sugar mama. They say
people
cougar.
Don't really use it. It's not a widely used term, but...
That's,
I mean, goddamn it, you know, you call a spade a spade. It's the only reason he's with her is because of his financial of him financially benefiting from her, then
maybe
she's a
difference.
Damn sugar mama.
Maybe then is that the cougars are the one that go after him for money and the Cleos are not. Maybe that's the subtle difference.
Cleo, that's what it is.
You know, Cleos are the nice ones. The cougars are the one out for blood.
So the
Cleo,
right,
the cougars just want the sex, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, the bang bang. Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's definitely been an interesting show. I'm really glad that we got to touch on this because it's so controversial, and it's one of those conversations that can just go on and on and on for hours because it's so many things to talk about. You could go through the list. You could Google celebrities and different stories from different cougars and sugar daddies and sugar mamas and pimps, all of that stuff, and have a field day. You know what I mean? So it definitely was an interesting conversation. I'm definitely glad we got to discuss it. I had a feeling it was going. We was going to go a little over. You know, it's just one of those type of conversations that just so much to talk about, and we ain't even begin to really get our feet wet. It's just like, you know, it's just a little something, you know. But before we go, I want to give everybody a chance to make their statement on, you know, how they feel. Closing statement on cougars and sugar daddies, and we can just go down the line. You already know, Nizzy, you know I'm coming at you first. That's automatic.
Well, like, why do you always choose me first?
I don't know. It's like automatic for some reason.
Maybe I'm trying to get my thoughts together.
All right, go on, misbehave. Go ahead. You first. Nizzy, you got to close out.
I mean, my final thought is, you know, I think it's good that women are getting out there and trying to do the same thing that men have been doing for ages.
I should have known I was coming.
You know, we deserve to have something fresh and new, too, like the men.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't agree with anybody doing it for the wrong reasons. But if it's what makes you happy, and then what makes the other person happy, then at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I hear that, Sarge.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like it's whatever makes you happy. I mean, if that's going to make you and that other person happy with being that other person, either on the receiving end or the giving end, it's better than, you know, give and receive sometimes. And, shoot, if it's working 50-50, then let it work out. I believe, but yeah, I mean, the sugar daddies, the cougars, I mean, I'm happy for a cougar, you know, get your cougar styles in. And, you know, get your sugar daddy in and make it peaceful.
I hear that. I would say, y'all make some good points. I mean, to each their own. I think, like, if you're just upfront about what it is, then, I mean, do your thing. But what I think it becomes wrong is, like, if you're in a relationship, like, and, like, if you're a guy and you're in a relationship with a girl, but you got a cougar on the side, you know, and she know what it is. She only wants you for sex anyway. She know you got a girl. She don't care. But your girl don't know. Yeah, that's you know what I mean. That's karma. Karma gonna come back for you. But if your girl cool with it and y'all turn it to a menage, then hey, do y'all, you know what I mean? Like, hey, do y'all thing, you know? Like, my whole thing is like just keeping it real. Like, if you keep it real, let the person know what it is. Like, I think if you that's what you want, then you're probably better off single. Like, you're like, yeah, I like older women. You know, just, you know, I like to just mess around with an older woman and, you know, she got the life experience. We can hang out a little bit, have a little sex, have a little fun, but I ain't trying to commit. She ain't trying to commit to me. As long as you're in a relationship, then it's all good. If you're in a relationship, I mean, yeah, do your thing, pimp, but just know karma is coming to bite you. You know, same thing goes for the sugar daddy. Same thing definitely goes for the sugar daddy. Like, you know, a lot of people, there's a lot of sugar daddies out there. A lot of sugar daddies out there, and I mean, once again, to each their own. But if you're a woman and you have a sugar daddy, but you still have a boyfriend, and a lot of women, I know women personally, I was in these situations, doesn't know about him, then karma's going to come back to bite you. Now, the main question is she having sex with him? Is that wrong? I'm going to ask y'all this quick question. I'll answer from everybody. Is it wrong for her to have a sugar daddy if she's not having sex with him, but he's providing for her financially? Our boyfriend got a 9-to-5. They live together. He works very hard. But, you know, she got the sugar daddy on the side. She hang out with him on a sneak tip, but she ain't really having sex with him. He's not really looking to have sex, but she got to spend quality time with him, and he gives her money. Is that wrong in that situation?
I'm going to say no, because he's a grown man. He knows what he's doing.
Right, but is the woman wrong for doing that behind her boyfriend's back, even though they're not having sex?
Oh, of course, definitely.
I'm surprised if he says she's wrong.
That's wrong.
Cougars, sugar daddies, I love all y'all. Y'all doing your thing.
I'm telling you, answer my question.
What?
What's her question? Holy crap. I don't even think she was paying attention. Never mind. Sarge, what you think?
I was in the daze.
Holy crap.
She was over there.
It's a long day.
It's wrong. I mean, it's wrong in that aspect. It's all me to comment on it. Because, yeah, you don't been through it, then you already know where, you know, it could end up and how crazy it could be. But yeah, as far as if you in that situation where you had one that would talk to somebody else when, you know, you were giving it to them, like, I don't know how the other person should feel, because you should have known about it.
So you feel like that's on them. Like, if they ain't figure it out, then that's just them being naive.
Yeah.
Because the signs should have been there, and they should have picked up on it.
It should have been there since day one.
Yeah, I mean, how many times did she get overtime? Hey, why the heck you ain't got no extra money towards these bills this month? Or why you do got extra money, but you got so much extra money, ain't no way you got this from work. It's just so many angles. I was just close. I was saying, you know, in that situation, even if she's not smashing them, I'm wilding. She's smashing them, she might get smashed. But even if she's not smashing them, I'm still wilding. Like, I'm wilding if I find out my girl has got some other guy giving her money. Because I don't care what she say. If she ain't smashing them, I think she's going to return. And I can't trust her. I'm out.
Well, what if she's giving you money? What if she's giving you some cut?
That's what the situation
is. I don't care about that. I'm a hard-working grown man trying to provide for me and my family, and she getting money from another man? You got to be crazy. I'm out the door.
You got to start thinking that, man.
I'm like Snoop, man. I'm out the door. For real. For real, man. I don't know. That's my closing statement, because I can just go on and on. That's my closing statement, though.
Obvious looking. Jeez.
She always got something smart to say. I was just trying to give you time to get your thoughts together, Slowpoke.
Shut the hell up. Okay? Shut up. Anyways, like I was saying, cougars, sugar daddies, do your thing. More power to you. I'll be a cougar one day, too. I'll be a praying on younger boys.
You do say, how's your kids? She's on the look.
I'll be out there. That's all I have to say. I don't see no harm in it.
You know what, Nizzy Nay? I could see you 45 messing with a 17-year-old senior in high school.
No, they got to be legal.
I could see you. You'd be one of them chicks on Maury or one of them shows. Pregnant by a 17-year-old.
Ew. That's how you really feel.
That's how I feel. All right, y'all. It's been a pleasure, you know. It's Real Talk Radio, man. Thanks for tuning in. We had a blast talking about cougars and sugar daddies. I don't know what next week's show is going to be about, but I know it's going to be interesting. And I know I'm very tired because, like, I'm riding off of actual adrenaline. That's the only thing that got me up right now is I'm, like, dead over here. But it's like an adrenaline. That's I'm only riding on adrenaline right now. So it's been real, man. It's Real Talk Radio. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody who's listening. Shout out to all the artists with the songs we play. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Jay Styles. Shout out to all the whole. Shout out to everybody. It's Real Talk Radio. I'm Tay Real.
I'm Nizzy Nay.
It's your girl, Misbehave.
It's the baby son, buddy.
And we are out of here. We will see y'all next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night.
Peace.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real